Happy Wednesday, friends, and welcome to Aquarius Behavior. I'm your co-host, Morgan.
I'm your co-host, Samantha. Morgan, what's in your bevy today?
I'm rocking a mason jar agua. Mason jar summer.
Mason jar summer.
Nice
ice cubes in there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Trying to stay hydrated. My hair has been crispy lately, so... It's been humid in Minnesota. We're from Minnesota. If you're joining us for the first time, we don't talk about weather the whole time, just in the beginning, because it's polite.
It's the polite thing to do up here.
It's polite to let your neighbors know how the weather is, because it could be treacherous.
I'm just parched.
So yes, I've noticed my hair has been a little crispy. It's just been like humid. I think I have to trim my ends.
Oh, it's that time
of
year.
It's that time.
Yeah.
So everything's just mayhem right now.
Tending.
My skin, oh goodness.
Yeah, it's like Aquaphor, but also hydration, but also humidity. It's a weird time.
It's weird. Yeah. My pores are so big.
They're so huge.
What do you have going on? There's a lot happening in your corner.
Well, I've been lovingly referring to this drink now as big girl drink. This is just a tumbler of ice, and it's filled with like a caffeinated diet soda and like a bubbly. So currently the pairing, Morgan, the pairing I have for you today, this is a strawberry sunset. Strawberry sunset and a diet Mountain Dew. So it's big girl drink.
Big girl drink summer.
Yeah, big girl drink summer. I was going on a walk with Eric the other day, and he's like, can I make big girl drink too? I was like, yeah, you can make big girl drink. Everyone can make big girl drink together.
Yeah, it's for all. It's for all.
Yeah, it's a good straw sipper.
Well, this is good. We've got some refreshing energy here for today's episode.
Yeah. What are we doing today, Morgan?
Today, we are taking a Twilight quiz test. Yeah. Oh, this one is Eclipse Trivia Test.
Oh, it's a trivia test.
Oh, it's a trivia test today. Right. Sometimes it's quiz test, but...
Is it?
Yeah. At least in my head it is.
Trivia test.
I mean, it's still real if it's in my head, though.
It's just whenever it's the word test, I just clench. And I know I'm safe, but yeah. I feel like maybe my brain is trying to protect me by being like, no, it's just a quiz. It's just a survey.
Yeah, that is a tight butthole moment for sure. I don't like it.
So we're testing our knowledge.
We are. So thank you to the Forks Chamber of Commerce for this trivia test. This is great. We picked this up when we visited Forks, Washington in January with our dear friend Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
So today we're going to take this quiz. And if you're tuning in for the first time at Aquarius Behavior, every second and fourth Wednesday of the month, we do a special segment called Book Nook. And this year we have a theme going on all year. We are reading The Twilight Saga by Stephanie Meyer. And it's been a roller coaster.
I've had so many emotions.
Yeah, I'm reading these for the first time. Samantha, you're a longtime fan.
But watching you,
it's
so fun.
It's fun, like, then seeing it through your eyes with your stories. We can't get into it. You got to go listen to them.
Yeah, go listen to those. We'll talk about it enough.
Yeah. So then usually on the off weeks, the odd weeks, I should say, we are doing shenanigans. We typically just talk about our trip to Seattle and Forks and La Push.
We went to La Push. We went there.
And so
we went to that.
Tune in if you want to listen to Twilight Saga commentary and talk about places that it took place.
Yeah.
What we do. It's obnoxiously awesome.
It really is. This year's programming has been so fun.
Oh, it has. So Samantha, please, here is a piece of paper for you.
Oh, yes.
There are 16 questions. 16, so if you do want to play along.
16 questions.
If you love Twilight like we do and you just want to test your knowledge of the books,
book.
It's the book. This is not movie trivia. This is book trivia. Different, right? We should do movie trivia, though. We should find something.
Oh, I mean, that's the summer of fun that's going to be coming up.
Yes.
We're getting through the books. Yes. And I read the books first and then saw the movies. You saw the movies.
I'm doing the opposite.
Yep, so it's just a kaleidoscope.
Oh my gosh.
So let's test our knowledge, Morgan.
So let's test our knowledge. Everybody, 1 through 16. Let's go.
Writing my name at the top of the paper.
So this is Eclipse. And at this point, we've read Eclipse. We've read now 1 1/4. Some of us have read 1.5 more books since then. So we read Eclipse, and then we read The Short Life of Bree Tanner, The Short Second Life of Bree Tanner. And then we read book 1 of Breaking Dawn,
Bella,
which is Bella's perspective. So we're currently reading Part 2, Jacob's, except I read it all last night. Don't look at each other. Look away.
I have a few chapters left. We can't talk about it.
I couldn't stop.
I understand.
Oh my gosh. So
that's what's next week.
That's what's next week. But this week, so I'm really having a hard time here because I have to go back in my memory.
Back in time.
I'm just searching for these files. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Number one. What is the name of the automotive repair shop that Mike Newton can't afford to take his car to?
Oh, this is going to be a tough
Excuse
day.
Me? That is rude. Tough
day for everyone.
Oh, no.
I can't.
Let's just
go to the next one.
No.
Let's just go to the next one. We're slow. We'll circle back.
Number two.
Okay, I'm ready.
What did Esme and Carlisle give Bella for her last birthday that Edward reminded her about?
Yes.
Great. Number three. I haven't moved my pencil. Number three. How tall is Jacob?
Are we talking about inches as well? Or like just...
Yes.
So like I can't be vague. I can't be like...
I mean, you could be. Okay. Because as we have learned, that the way the answers turn out is not always what we imagine.
We have to specify sometimes.
Or sometimes sometimes we write down multiple things because we're trying to be as descriptive as possible.
It's going to be one of them.
Oh no.
It's a master cylinder.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I have an idea of how I'm going to answer this question. Beep. We'll see if it's right. Number five.
Four.
Number four.
Number four.
What did the top of the flyers read that Bella was putting in a dumpster? When was she ever near a dumpster?
I remember this scene. Okay.
What?
You want me to tell you where we're at? Because you're not going to remember what the...
I would, because yeah. I don't even... What are we talking about?
Bella, she is working at the Newtons, I think, at like her part-time job.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I got to go see, you know, my boy, Jacob, or I miss Jacob, or whatever. And she goes out, and there's a poster that's like, Jacob? Where Jacob? And it had a wolf on it, or there was something about a wolf on a flyer, and she shoved some stuff in. I don't remember what the words are, but I'm going to make something up.
I have no memory of this. Yeah, yeah. I need to read the book again already.
I'm going to. Yeah. I think that because we're watching the movies, we're going to be comparing and contrasting. Oh, is that a secret?
I think the answers might also tell us the page numbers. Do they not?
Well, we're going to fucking find out.
Guess we'll find out. Okay, let's just move on. We gotta keep going. Number five. Who were the vampires and werewolves hunting and trying to get to prevent from getting Bella? I'm going to read that again. who were the vampires and werewolves hunting and trying to get to prevent from getting to Bella? Yes. Okay. Uh-huh.
I see you writing something down over there.
Number five, I'm entering the game. Player two has entered the game.
Hey, welcome, player two.
Cute 8-bit theme song.
Oh, man.
Okay. See, again, I'm struggling with, like, who is... What are they going to say? I'm just going to write down multiple words.
Yeah, well, we give half points on this, so.
We do. We do sometimes.
Yeah, it's a friendly grading system.
Very friendly. Mm-hmm. I'm really only competing against myself, and she is competitive.
She's a worthy opponent.
Number six. Jacob is 16 years of age, but what does he think his werewolf age is? Oh, yeah. Mm. Okay, that I do remember.
Yeah, he bulks up.
I do remember. Because Belle's like, whoa, Jake, what happened? And he's like, it's werewolf body.
It's just weird, werewolf. Right? It's just werewolf body.
Yeah. Werewolf hormones or something. Number seven. Mm-hmm. Who told stories and legends around the Lepush campfire? I swear, if they make me name names, this was a general answer for me.
I'm just mad.
Just right. Giving you updates on what's happening.
It's because we've been bullied by the answers before, so now we're second guessing ourselves. Morgan, we have to come at this with joy and exuberance.
It says it's a test, and now I'm anxious.
See, I'm having the issue where I've started off poorly. My number one is still blank. And anytime that I start a test off where it's like first question, you don't even know the answer to. It just mm-hmm. gives me a certain level of like looking at the rest of the test through some glasses of like sadness of like, it's number one still on my mind. What was that one again?
I have no hope of getting that. So...
The repair shop. That's right.
Okay. I'm going to write down something else. Yeah. And that's fine. Eight. Who was the first spirit chief of the Quileutes? Man. You know, it's awful because I know for a fact that they said it multiple times in the section of Breaking Dawn I just read. And I still can't remember. Oh. And it's on the tip of my tongue. So I'm going to hope it comes back. Mm-hmm. I'm just gotta relax. Yeah, ooh, you relax. Just, okay, Morgan, we're too tense. We're too tense.
It's only me and you here in the pod lounge.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, okay, we got a little neck crack there.
Shake it out.
Okay, let's like just get everything flowing. It's fine. Number nine. What was Jasper's last name when he was human in the Confederate Army in 1861?
No.
It's not Hale.
No.
Spoiler. Oh, man.
He has such a good, the actor has such a good last name.
Does he?
It's Jackson Rathbone, I think.
Oh, wow.
Is like his, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but.
Sounds like the hero in a YA fantasy novel.
Yeah. Oh. Rathbone.
Yeah.
But it's not that either, so that's not helpful at all. No, it's not. That's just a fact I know.
Should we just move on to 10?
Yeah.
What did Bella do that she thought she broke her hand? Oh, I do remember that one vividly. We talked a lot about that.
There was a lot of learning in that segment.
I mean, when is she not breaking something, though? Let's be real.
Breaking hearts.
Breaking hearts, breaking bones. Girl. Number 11. What did Alice transform the Cullen house into for the graduation party? I forgot about the graduation party already because we just read the wedding.
We just read The Wedding.
Would you want to, if you want to hear us talk about that, go back to our last episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the graduation party, it's Ooh. Like it happens as such a blip.
It does.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, okay, we've talked about nostalgia. Go listen.
Yes.
Just feelings.
There's so many feelings. I can't. 12.
I'm ready.
What charm was on Bella's bracelet from Jacob? Follow-up question. Related, number 13. What did Edward give to Bella for her bracelet? 14. What was the name of Jacob's great-grandfather, last chief of the Quileutes? Oh, no. This is another one that was said multiple times.
This is a dyslexic's nightmare.
On the tip of my tongue. 15. Who was the young vampire that came with Victoria to attack Edward and Bella? Last question.
Okay.
How did Edward kill Victoria? Now with that, let's take a stretch break, shall we?
Oh, man. Yeah, I need to walk this out. Number one is still blank. We'll see when you get back. Boom, boom, boom. Bang, bang,
bang. I'ma make you move like hey, hey, hey. Hey, AbPod listeners. Hope you're feeling groovy, and this episode is bringing a slice of nice to your day. Did you know you could follow AquariusBehavior.pod on Instagram to see weekly episode updates and behind-the-scenes podcast pictures? Yeah, it's true. You can also email the show at aquariusbehavior.pod@gmail.com to share your friendship stories or suggest a segment. Stay hydrated, buddies. Now on with the show. This is for real. I just had to fill things in.
You know, a few blank spots. Number one, I couldn't leave blank, so I just chose something for it. I just like picked something.
Yes.
It's like, well, we just have to put something in there.
Something in there.
You know, I tried. You know, the teacher will see that I tried.
That's what's important.
I took a shot instead of just leaving it blank. I believed in myself, even if just for one moment.
Yeah. Well, I tried.
Welcome back.
Hi, welcome back. Okay.
See if I can turn up that scribble pencil bit just real loud. Funny.
Oh my.
Morgan, let's see who passed us were. Because this test was taken by past us.
Oh boy.
It's not now us. Now us, we get to be the judges of these answers.
Mm-hmm.
And past us, they're the ones who did this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. So let's figure out what we're going to do here. Oh, yeah, I have to look it up.
Twilight.
Because I didn't have it. So if you are following, if you've been following along and playing with us, the answers to this quiz trivia test.
Yeah, it's a quiz trivia test.
Are just, they're located online. And so you can go to www.forkswa.com/trivia-test. Once you're on there, you have to be careful because they do, it's just one document and all four book answers are in there.
Wow.
And they do have page numbers.
Okay. So we can see exactly where past us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 yes. Okay. Eclipse trivia test. Let's go. Book, not movie. Question number one was, what is the name of the automotive repair shop that Mike Newton can't afford to take his car to?
I just stab in the dark. Harry's. Harry's Repair. Uh-huh.
Great. Good.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
I put down Rogomobiles, which is a local shop and dealership in St. Bonifacius, Minnesota, run by our family friend.
Yeah.
Because I thought if I don't know, I'll plug somebody.
Yeah. Shout out.
Shout out.
Robomobiles.
Hey, Phil. So I didn't get that right. You didn't either. It's
what?
Dowlings?
No. Oh, according, I can see it on the page now. Yeah.
According to page 40.
I believe it. According to page.
Didn't have a chance. 40.
Now, I'm wondering, these are probably the page numbers in the black edition and not the white edition that we have.
Oh, maybe.
That's what I would assume. So readers, do your own, what's it called? Not translation. Figuring it out.
Yeah.
You freaking figure it out.
These page numbers may not correlate exactly to your edition depending on what you have.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. You're right. Like, it's probably just the black edition.
Yeah.
Because that was the original.
Go to your local Goodwill. Look on any shelf and there will be Twilight books.
Well, thanks for clarifying that.
Black editions.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about number two.
Yeah.
What did Esme and Carlisle give Bella for her last birthday that Edward reminded her about?
Morgan, did you have an answer for this one?
They were plane tickets to Arizona.
Boom.
I do remember that one.
Nice. Way to go.
And
I
that
also
is,
wrote that.
That is the answer.
That is the correct answer.
Yeah.
Now, did they say airplane tickets in the answers?
They did.
Oh, do I only get a half point because I wrote tickets?
Well, oh, that's rough because... Yeah, that is vague because it's
vague.
It's so important to like, what is it? Specifically, they said airplane ticket voucher.
Okay. I'm going to give myself a half a point for that one.
I think that's good. Thank you. I appreciate your honesty.
I was thinking about number one still and I was distracted. I was going through the feeling of like, oh no, I already got number one wrong. It's all downhill from here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's commitment to the game. Thank you.
Half
Thank
point
you.
For tickets. Well, yeah, this is Judge Samantha. I didn't fill this out.
We take this seriously. Number three. How tall is Jacob? What did you write down here? As tall as a tree?
Oh,
higher than a bush.
Bigger than a bush. I wrote 6'4" with no confidence.
Okay. I said 6'5".
Uh-huh.
With massive confidence.
Ooh, yeah.
And we both got it wrong.
Yeah.
It says 6'7".
That's so tall.
Yeah. That is.
Bella goes up to like his belly button.
I've known somebody who was 6'7".
Yeah.
I used to work with them as a lifeguard in college. It's just giant.
It's life is different from up there.
Absolutely giant.
Yeah, just a different experience.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Very much so.
6'7". Wow. All right.
Number four. What did the top of the flyers read that Bella was putting in a dumpster?
Do you remember the dumpster, Morgan?
Absolutely not.
It's not coming
to you.
I took
a shot in the dark.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
I do believe that you gotta, you know, shoot for the moon.
You gotta shoot for the
and
moon.
And if you miss, you'll land among the stars. And so I wrote missing poster. Oh, uh-huh. Interesting. I had no punctuation.
Just punctuation's well, important.
Congratulations. No one gets a point.
Oh, no.
The correct answer is save the Olympic wolf.
Damn it, that's right. She was just triggered by an advertisement.
Well, let's go on to one we can get a point for.
Let's move on from that.
Five. Who were the vampires and werewolves hunting and trying to get to prevent from getting to Bella?
I felt confident in this one.
Yes.
I felt confident in this one. Victoria.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is the correct answer.
Oh, the feeling of being right is washing over my body again.
Yep.
Wow. It's been a real tough time since my ticket's half point. So, okay.
I also put Victoria and I added plus newborns. I don't get any extra credit for that, but I just wanted to state that that was a two-parter for me that I thought, how detailed are they going to get here?
I said Victoria / Riley because I'm like, do they need me to be more specific? But I feel like I still get that right. It's just like extra it's extra information.
It is. It is extra information.
Tickets, which was missing information.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I like this. We're making great rules as we go along.
Yeah, this is really transformative. Gonna nail it by the end.
No, well, we're halfway through. Number six. Almost halfway. Jacob is 16 years of age, but what does he think his werewolf age is?
I feel like I saw the number 25 in the book. Like, that was a number that I kept on, like, thinking, like, what did that look like in the book? And I feel like it would have been a 25.
Mm-hmm. That also flashed into my brain.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
And we are both correct.
Yes.
Wow. So way to go us.
Way to go us. Past us. I'm at 2.5 points at this point. Let's go into number seven.
Seven. Who told stories and legends around the Lapush campfire?
Did you have this one, Morgan?
I went general because I couldn't remember names. I have stupid brain right now. And
yeah,
I said the elders.
Ooh, yeah.
Because I remember there were elders there. And then all the werewolves were there with who they imprinted on, if they had imprinted on somebody. And then Bella was there and was like, whoa.
We're all learning the secrets. Yeah. One of those elders' names was Billy Black.
And that is the correct answer.
Yes.
So, yep. You get a full point. I get none for that. Because here's how it works.
The elders.
You can be more specific, but you can't be less specific.
Tickets.
Yeah. Oh, and I missed. Hang on. I've got to take a moment to cross out all these ones I got wrong before I forget. I can't. Here's the thing. I'm competitive and I love the feeling of winning. Ooh, it gives me a rush.
I like but correcting Baker.
I need there to be honor in my win.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Otherwise, it just means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The guilt weighs heavier than fame and fortune will ever feel.
That makes sense. You have to get it the right way. Mm-hmm. You have to win the right way, Morgan.
I do. I've got a code of honor.
I just like correcting papers.
Remember in school when you had to pass your, you got to switch with your neighbor? And then everybody had like a special pen that they would get to use. You usually use pencil before, and then it's like when you're correcting, you can use pen now.
Use pen.
Everyone pull out their sparkly jelly rolls.
Oh, jelly pens, sparkly pens.
All right, I'm getting on a tangent. Okay, we're actually halfway through now.
Okay.
Are you ready for part two?
I'm ready.
Number eight. Who was the first spirit chief of the Quileutes?
I wrote Taka Aki.
Mm-hmm. That is a really good answer. I wrote down the thing that I thought I could remember and said he had three wives.
He did.
But I don't know that he did. Because I think the one who had three wives was the last chief of the Quileutes.
Who is Taha Aki?
Yeah, but he's not the first spirit chief, though. That's the problem.
I thought that he was.
I buried the lead.
Oh,
so
no.
We both are wrong.
No.
I know.
No.
I believe it's pronounced Kaleha. K-A-H-E-L-E-H-A. I probably butchered that. I apologize.
I've not heard that. I've never felt more wrong before. I was so freaking confident in me and my remembering what words look like on the page. Nope.
I need to read that whole segment over again because it was jam-packed. There were so many characters involved. Because this, I believe, is the one that would... is the first one who turned into the wolf, right?
Yeah, that
okay.
makes sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
I mean, we'll talk about it again because we get
to.
Because we get to. Wow. Kaleha. Okay.
I have to cross that one out one moment.
Yeah.
Number nine. What was Jasper's last name?
It's not
when
Rathbone.
He was human. in the Confederate Army in 1861.
I felt just no hope with this one. Mm-hmm. I wrote the last name Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
It's old timey.
It is.
A little bit.
It's old. Yeah, it's classic. Oh, I like that. I went a little dramatic with my guess.
Yeah.
I said Havensburg.
Ooh, Havensburg.
That also is a character in a YA. That's like a YA vampire love story. Mm-hmm. That's what that is.
Havensburg.
We're both wrong.
Oh, what?
No one got it.
No. How?
It was Whitlock.
Whitlock. Ah, Jasper Whitlock. Jasper Whitlock.
You say that like I'm going to remember it. And I still, I read Eclipse so fast. It was just kind of a blur.
Yeah, March was a blur.
It was a blur.
April was a blur.
So I look forward to reading it again. 10? Oh, let me cross that one out too.
Oh, I felt good about this one.
10. What did Bella do that she thought she broke her hand?
She flippin' punched Jacob in the face.
Sure did.
After he smooched her without her consent.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep,
girl broke her hand.
Yep. I said punched Jacob. Punched him.
Punched him.
I'm going to give us both a point for that. The answer is
no.
Hit Jacob in the mouth.
Mouth? Okay. It's like hit him
in the specific
face.
About the area, yeah. But also it was not a hit. That was a punch. A punch is different. A hit is, I think, like that could be open or not. Mm-hmm. Like a slap is
like a hand slap
specific mm-hmm. thing.
But like she specifically,
but
like,
dude,
bald
a punch?
Fist. Like, boom.
That's like knuckles.
Yeah, it was knuckles.
Okay. I'm going to give us both a point for that.
I agree with you.
11. I just need all the points I can get.
I'm going to give you a point for that one, Morgan. You are correct.
Boy. All right, 11. What did Alice transform the Cullen House into for the graduation party? What did you say?
So I felt my stronger word was disco, but I felt like it was a nightclub. Like she turned it into like a disco dance space.
It was a nightclub.
But I wrote
but I mean-
disco.
Okay. Here's, okay.
I'm going to say something about disco.
Morgan, would you like to say something about disco? Okay, I want to say something about discos. So I was not around when discos became popular because I was born in 1989, like Taylor Swift.
Like Taylor Swift.
And so, however, my interpretation of disco is that a disco was a nightclub. Like, all discos are nightclubs, but not all nightclubs are discos.
So it's like,
you know what I'm saying?
All rectangles are squares, but not all squares are rectangles.
Correct. Yes. That is what I think about that. So
perhaps
the question now becomes, is the player punished for being too specific? I think not.
So are we saying disco is a yes?
I do believe you should give yourself a point for that.
Okay.
Yeah. I do.
Thank you, Morgan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I wrote nothing. That one was like, I ran out of time.
Just nope.
And I thought it's going to be something creative. Could have just put nightclub. Damn it. This is why you always try. Don't give up.
Just got to try. Just got to put something down.
You're not a dum-dum.
No.
That's a lie your head is telling you. Okay. 12. Oh, I gotta cross that out. I got it wrong. Hang on. 12. What charm was on Bella's bracelet from Jacob?
I know this.
Mm-hmm.
It was a wooden wolf.
That's exactly what I put.
Tiny little wooden wolf charm.
That he carved.
Yeah, he carved it. Are we wrong?
No, we are way more specific. I... I want to say we deserve a bonus point, but we don't give out bonus points in this show. They put wolf.
Oh, so wolf.
We were awesome. Wooden yeah. wolf. It was we were more specific. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
You know, I feel like a half point yes. could be debatable, but I'm okay. I'm okay to step away
my God,
from
do you think we
like
should?
Fighting for the half point unless never... you totally agree. Because if you totally agree, because I was proud of myself being like, it's a wooden wolf.
I mean, I'm getting a little emotional because I just never thought that I deserved a half point, you know?
It's a big day.
Do you think that we should?
Maybe just this one time.
Oh, God, it makes me feel really good. Okay. Plus one.
Wow.
Yay. Oh, I love extra credit. It's everyone loves a redemption story. You know, that's what extra credit's all about.
It's getting really tough there after number one.
Wow. Oh, I love seeing that on the page. Okay.
Yeah. Plus one.
Well, let's move on to 13 because okay. I think this is looking good for us, you know?
I'm feeling pretty confident.
Number 13. Mm-hmm. What did Edward give to Bella for her bracelet?
I wrote a crystal heart.
Nice. I went a debatable route.
Okay.
Uh-oh. And I'm realizing this may not have paid off. So I wrote down diamond heart.
Okay, because technically it is, I think, a diamond.
There was speculation. So here's what's going on. The Forks Chamber of Commerce, which is the ultimate, it's where the buck stops for Twilight information.
Yeah.
Like right under Stephanie Meyer. She's ultimately where the buck stops, yep. right?
And then Forks Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm. So they have put in their answers heart-shaped crystal. So that, Sam, full point for you, because you're completely matching. I would like to request a half point for my answer.
I think that's solid. I think the ask for a half point, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. great.
Because, great. You know, we do know that it was freaking expensive and Bella doesn't realize that she's been carrying around an actual diamond. I'm pretty sure that they actually specify diamond, but Morgan.
Yeah.
A crystal. But she's like, oh, shit, I've just been like carrying this around on my wrist like it ain't no big thing. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, oh, I think that that's an heirloom from his mother
yeah.
or something like that.
See, and here's the thing. Talk about why do I remember certain things? But I do clearly remember that. And I was like, yes, because Alice made an offhand comment and then Edward shot her a look. And then Bella wondered, no. This wouldn't be a diamond, but he would do something like that and just tell me it was a crystal because I would freak out about it. What?
Oh, Edward.
Oh, Edward. So I will gladly take that half point. Yes. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Okay.
14.
Mm.
What was the name of Jacob's great-grandfather, last chief of the Quileutes?
I feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
My dyslexia was really triggered by this because I just don't know how to spell Ephraim Black.
You don't need to spell it. It's okay. We're not matching the spelling.
Ephraim.
You got it, man. You got it.
How do you spell it?
The Forks Chamber of Commerce mm-hmm. has spelt it Ephraim.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Very cool. I did not get that. And
did
I was
you
mad.
Put Morgan?
No, I didn't put anything.
Oh, okay.
Because I was mad that this was the part that I thought Stephanie has written this down multiple times, like probably a dozen times in the section I just read in Breaking Dawn. It's discussed a lot. Couldn't remember. So I just consumed it all so fast last night.
Yeah.
I gobbled it up.
Absorbed.
So I'm going to mark an X for me. 15. We've got two left. Who was the young vampire that came with Victoria to attack Edward and Bella? Oh,
this poor boy that we met in the short second life of Bree Tanner.
Mm-hmm.
It was Riley.
It is Riley.
Oh.
Yep.
What a weenie. That book opened poor up little my Riley. Eyes to that whole storyline. I really love that we read that in between. We got that little point of view of what that was like for Riley. And he just was so blinded.
Mm-hmm.
Blinded by love.
Yes. That was crucial, actually, going into Breaking Dawn. Especially, I'm not even going to talk about it.
Nope.
Shut up, Morgan.
Everyone,
I'm not going to talk about it. Everybody,
quiet.
Quiet. Shh. 16. The last question. How did Edward kill Victoria?
I wasn't confident with this one. I put ripped her head off.
Those were the exact words that I wrote down.
Okay.
Ripped her head off.
It's like, did he rip her in half? Did he quarter her?
Yeah, we both definitely get a point for that.
Okay.
Yep.
Ripped.
We were even more specific than the Forks Chamber of Comments.
Oh.
They said beheaded her, which is true, but it's another situation of all ripping off of heads is a beheading, but not all beheadings are the ripping off of heads.
That makes sense. It's a science podcast.
You know.
Plus one. Wow.
Okay. So let's take a moment to just count up our points. Don't forget that bonus point we all got for number 12, because that was a big deal. Okay. I've got mine.
I have over 50%.
Wow. I also have over 50%. I shouldn't be glad about a failing grade, but I mean, here I am.
Here we are. Mid-30s. Over 50%. I mean, these are books that we have been essentially studying the entire year, and we've absorbed partial knowledge.
Boo.
I got 9.5.
Oh, that's amazing. I got 8.5, just above the middle there. Samantha, you are the champion of Eclipse Trivia Test.
Oh, I am the champion of the test. Woo!
Yay!
I've been waiting my whole life for this. Me and these 16 questions, it was tough. Mm-hmm. It was really tough, but the competitive part of me really enjoys correcting tests.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
And that was your prize.
For me.
Oh,
what fun.
Well, Samantha, should we wrap this one up?
Yeah, it's time to get out of here.
Great. Next week, you can tune in to listen to us gabble on about Breaking Dawn,
specifically
book two.
Jacob's chapters.
Yes.
Oh, it's just...
Oh, it was intense.
I can't look at you. You
no,
don't
it's
look
okay.
at me.
I'm going to just read it again before we lay down our track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before we record all of the feelings.
Bam. So in the meantime, though, if you're just tuning in, go back and listen to our other Breaking Dawn episode from last week. And you can go even further back and listen to all of our Twilight episodes. They
back
do have...
Time.
Special labels on them. Mm-hmm. So you'll see a different cover photo and know it's for the Twilight.
That's like
episodes.
For real. Like from La Push Baby.
It is.
Cover photo.
From the shores of La Push.
All right. Well, we'll see you next time. Love and abundance, friends.
Bye. I got a smile taking over my feeling the sunshine all over the place. If it's for real, you gon' feel it in your soul. If it's for real, you gon' feel it in your